This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. Friday Night Lights, that phrase refers to the exciting atmosphere of hometown high school football games played in communities across the nation on Friday nights. The sights and sounds of those games are part of the fabric of small-town life. Today we'll meet some innovative Kansans who are finding a way to bring the excitement of those Friday night games to many more people using the tools of technology. It's today's Kansas Profile. Cody Liming is the co-founder of Backroads Broadcasting, which he founded with his friend Cody Roach. Both of them graduated from Rock Creek High School in Pottawatomie County, where Cody Liming had played football, baseball, and wrestled. Cody Liming now works for the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, and Cody Roach is a systems engineer at K-State. The two Codys did some video production on the side. Over time, they accumulated more cameras and other video production equipment. "We came to realize that we had an entire set of live video production equipment," Cody said. "We could use this to benefit the community." In the spring of 2020, COVID hit and people were not allowed to gather in person. The athletic director at Rock Creek reached out to us to see if we could live stream a couple of games so that people could see them, Cody said. The broadcast was fun and generated positive reaction from the viewers. When the 2021 football season came around, they decided to live stream the whole season. "Let's invest in more equipment, get some commentators, and go whole hog," Cody said. Cody Liming and Cody Roach went together to launch this business to do live stream online broadcasts of Rock Creek football games, home and away, plus boys and girls basketball and wrestling. They got sponsorships to pay for equipment and to hire the commentators. The two Codys decided to name their enterprise Backroads Broadcasting. Not only did that describe their locations, it used the initials BRB, as in Be Right Back. "It's kind of corny, but one of our announcers likes to use that," Cody said. Thanks to WTC Communications of Wamego, there were internet connections in the press box at the Rock Creek Football Stadium, as well as in the gym and at the ball fields. Finding internet connections at away game locations would prove much more challenging. Backroads Broadcasting live streamed the broadcast and commentary for each regular season game on Facebook and on YouTube. Fortunately, the team did well and advanced to the sectional championships, with Backroads Broadcasting carrying the games. "Our last game had 2.4 thousand views," Cody said. "We reached some 25,000 people for the season," he said. "This is a tremendous service, allowing family members and friends from far away to view the games online." "We had viewers from as far away as Texas and South Carolina," Cody said. "There was a guy in the service watching from Bucharest, Romania," he said. Fans of the opposing team appreciated the coverage as well. "We have a wide-angle camera to see the whole field, plus one with a zoom lens to get tight action shots and a portable sideline camera," Cody said. "A computer system controls it all. We need five people, two camera operators, a play-by-play announcer, a color analyst, and a producer," Cody said. "We have students helping too, and we're setting up a mentoring program at Rock Creek where they can learn to do the broadcasts and maybe get class credit in the future," he said. "The most rewarding thing is that people are so appreciative of us doing this," Cody said. Rock Creek School serves the rural communities of Westmoreland, population 778, and St. George, population 639 people. Now that's rural. There's a lot of pride there, Cody said. For more information, search for Backroads Broadcasting on Facebook or YouTube. That's search for Backroads Broadcasting on Facebook or YouTube. Friday Night Lights. That phrase represents the excitement of hometown football, now being shared online by these high-tech Kansans. We commend Cody Liming, Cody Roach, and all those involved for making a difference with innovative technology and delivery. On Friday night, it's now Lights, Camera, Action. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.